Okay, today is Daf Chav Vav. We are on Chav Hey Amid Beis. We are by the four lines from the bottom. Hahi Avranka. There was an Avranka. So, do you have a picture of it in the art school? No. Is a picture of like a tree with like a house in the tree?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. Rashi says an Avranka is an Elon, a tree. Shetzilo Meruba has a lot of shade, a very shady tree. Vinotin Oso Hasarim, the officers, the rich nobles would plant them. Vosin Itzdabos Tachtov, and they would make like a platform, some kind of hut in the tree or around surrounding the tree. Sevivosov around it, Les Lonein Tachtov, Biyimosa Chama, to rest there in the summer, Ula Sameach Sham, and to be happy in there. So, interesting, Rashi. Okay, so that's what it is. Basically, it's a place to hang out in the tree. So there was a Reish Galusa. I'm sorry. There was a Ravranka. Tahavilele Reish Galusa Bebustine. It was in the Reish Galusa's garden. Okay? Amalele Rav Huna Bar Chinan Le'evid Mar Takanta L'Lamacha Nechalam L'Hasam. Let's do something that we'll be able to carry in there. We can carry from the house to the tree on Shabbos. Okay? So Ozal, he went. Avad kana kana pachas mishlosha. He made from the door of his house, going to the tree, he made posts of less than three tvachim apart from each other to make lavud on both sides, to like a path to go from the house to the tree. Azal Rava came along, shalfinhu, and he removed all the posts. He took them away. Why did he take them away? Because Rava held they're not necessary. Why are they not necessary? Right? Because since this Avranka is a makom dira, it's anyway mutter to carry in here, because this whole karfaf is a makom dira, and therefore it's mutter to carry in here. I don't need these posts. So he took them away. Now this is very interesting. Uzal Rav Papa Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua came, Naktinu Mibasre. They hid them so that no one should put them back, because you don't need them. Lamachar, the next day, Esi Ravina LaRava. Ravina asked Rava the following question. We're going to have, I think, four questions. Three questions. Two of them, one's asked by Rav Papa, and one's asked by Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. So what's going on? Why are they asking questions if they agreed with Rava? So the answer is, Rashi even says it, that they changed their minds overnight. The next day, Rav Papa said, wait a minute, I shouldn't have hidden those things. As a matter of fact, those are necessary. There are three questions now. Esei Ravina LaRava. One, Ir Chadasha, you have a new city. Modedin La Mishivasa. You measure it from the last house in town. We're talking about now an Erev Tchum, right? One second. Yeah. You have a new town. You measure it from the last house. V'yishana mechamasa. But an old town, you measure it from the wall. What does that mean? That means that we know you're not allowed to carry more than 2,000 amos away from your residence. Where does your residence end? It depends. If you're in a town, it ends at the end of the town. The whole town is considered your residence. If you're in nowhere's land, if you're in a forest or a desert, you have 2,000 amos. You have 2,000 amos from the end of the town. Now the Gemara says over here that it depends if it's an old city or a new city. If it's a new city, it goes by the edge of the city, edge of the last house. You can have the last house, then there's 10 miles of empty space, then the wall. So those 10 miles don't count. But if it's an old city, it goes at the edge of the town, by the wall. What's going on? So for this we need Rashi. So Rashi says, on the third wide line, Imu kefes choma. If this city is surrounded by a wall, ve'ena miyusheves kula. Not everybody, but there's no houses all the way to the end of the wall. It does not it's not completely filled in with houses. Kishabal limdo tchumeha, when you come to measure the tchum, lo yimdod la min achoma. You don't measure it from the wall. Elamin habet batim. Rather, you measure from the houses. Why? De chomasa lav chomohi. Because that wall is not really a wall. For the purposes of l'shvuye kulam kedalaramos, to make your whole town like Dalaramos. That's what a normal town is. Your whole town's Dalaramos. The whole town. You live in one end of the city, you walk to the other end of the city, it's as if you walk Dalaramos. It's much more than 2,000, it'll make a difference. This wall doesn't give you that halacha. Why not? Hoel v'yeshivasa, why not? Hoel v'yeshivasa chadasha. Because the residence here is new. Shekadma chomasa liyeshivasa. Because first they built the wall, and then they built houses in the wall. Therefore, clearly, if they built the wall first, and then they built houses, and the houses stopped a mile before the wall, clearly they had no intention of having that extra mile be part of the city. Because they built the wall first, then they put the houses there. So obviously, they wanted the houses to stop where they stopped building them. And that extra mile doesn't count. Aval Yishana, but an old city, what does an old city mean? The Gemara is going to say in a second. She Yeshuva Yishena, where they lived there for 100 years. Then someone said, let's build a wall around the city. Okay, let's do that. Vikodem L'chomasa, and the city preceded the wall. Modedin L'michomasa, you measured from the wall. What does this have to do with the price of tea in China? We're talking about a case of a tree. What's the connection? So let's finish up. So again, Eisei Ravina L'Rava. Ravina asked Rava the following question. Ir Chadasha, a new city, which means that the wall was built first. Modin Lam Yeshivasa. You measure the city from where the end of the houses are, not where the end of the wall is, from the houses. V'yishana, but an old city, Mechomasa, from the wall. V'eisei Ir Chadasha, v'eisei Yishana, what's old and what's new? So Chadasha knew Shehukaf Ulabasof Yashva. First you built a wall, then you built houses there. Yishana, what's an old city? Yashva, you sat in it, you lived there, Ulabasov Hukva. Then they built a wall around it. What? Yes. The Hainami, this tree, Kuhukva, it's as if it was a wall around it, Ulabasof Yashva, and then you built it. The wall was here before the tree. They built the tree, Bedafka, in the garden that already had a wall. Oh, this will be a nice spot for a tree. Let's put a tree here. The wall was there first. If the wall was there first, Ulabasof Yashva Dami, if the wall was there first, says Rashi, Hai Pardes, this garden that you have, Hare Hukav Yomim Rabim, was surrounded many years ago. Many ages ago, they built a wall around this pardes. V'hach hashomira, and now this tree, nasa achshav, he planted it now. V'hekev hapardes, and when you surrounded the pardes, when you built that wall, lava daite dach dirahu, you didn't do it with the intention of this house, this tree. That's the reason that when you build a wall first, the tchum is measured by the houses. Because when you built the wall, you didn't build it for houses. There were no houses. So what did you build it for? Nobody knows. It wasn't for houses. That's why the tchum ends at the house. However, when you build the houses first, and then you put a wall around it, it goes by the wall. That's the reason for the difference. Same thing over here. The wall was here before the tree. So when you put the tree here, when you built the wall, you didn't build it with the intention of the tree. No. You didn't even know there was a tree here. You planted the tree later. It's like a city that a wall was first and then the houses were put in there. So the tree was, the wall was here, then you put the tree. So what should the halacha be? It's not hukav l'dira. That's why you gotta put those posts back. I don't know why you took them away, Rav. I don't know why you took them away. It doesn't make sense why you took them away. That's question number one. Question number two. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava. Rav Papa, even though, like I said, even though Rav Papa is the one who hid them so no one should use them, he changed his mind overnight. So Rav Papa says to Rava, another question. Amar Rav Asi, Mechitzos Adiraklin, Mechitas that are made just for the shade, loshma mechita, are not considered mechitas. Alma, given the tznius of avida, this tree was made for tznius. That means doesn't mean tznius like you know how long a skirt has to be. That's not what it means. But it means it's made for privacy. Given the tznius of avida la lahavi mechita, it's not a valid, not a real mechita. Hachanami, so too over here by the case of the tree, given the tznius of avida lahavi mechita, it's not a valid mechita. Therefore, she put the post back. Amar Huna bread of Yeshua LaRafa. Third question. Amar Huna Mechitza Asri Lanachas, if a mechitza that's just made for protection, it's not made to partition anything, it's just for protection, lo shom mechitza. It's not considered a mechitza. Taharaba Baravu Ma'ariv Lakula Mechuza Arisasa Arisaisa Arisaisa. Rabba Baravua made an Eruv in every neighborhood in Mechuza. He made an Eruv in every neighborhood. He didn't make an Eruv in the whole city. He did it neighborhood by neighborhood. Why? So Rashi says, a lot of Rashi today because it helps the daf, not a hard daf. He made an Eruv in every specific neighborhood. In this neighborhood he made an Eruv, then in that one, he didn't make an Eruv in the whole city. Why not? So Rashi says, Shechunos, Shechunos, Levadam. Each neighborhood got their own Eruv. Why? Ubechol Shechuna hayu muvos harbe. Every neighborhood had a lot of muvos, a lot of muvos. V'lo hitir es ha'ir kula biyachad. He didn't make an Eruv around the whole city at one shot. Afal pi shayis ha'ir katana, small, pretty small city. Shein nechnasin ba shishim rubui, doesn't have 600,000 people in this city. Not at all. Utnan l'kamon, and we're going to learn later on, ir shal yachid, if it's a city owned by a private person, which you don't really have that such a thing today, they used to have such a thing, it was like private individuals owned cities. Ma'arvin es kula, you make an Eruv around the whole city. V'hainu shal yachid she'en adom l'digle ha'midbar shal shishim ribui. Why? Because there's nothing. It's not like the midbar which you couldn't put an Eruv around. Not at all. So why didn't they do it around the whole city if they could? And the answer is mishum peire de bei chore, because of the pits of bei chore. What does that mean? So I'm not the picture I have is a little misleading. Rashi has a picture in Rashi. What it is. Basically, there were these huge pits. Let's look at the next Rashi. Shoche, pits. Amuka haisa. They were very deep. Bein shchuna l'shchuna. Between each neighborhood. Visham hayumunachin garine tamar. And they used to store seeds of dates in there. Big pits in the ground. They would store seeds of dates. Lechol hashvarim. For the oxen to eat. V'ha'ir ein lachoma. The city didn't have a wall. Umuvos shel batei hashchunos mifulashin. The mavuis were open on both ends. The asu mechitzos l'roshi hamuvos l'chol tzad shechutz l'ir l'eshtamer hagarinen. They made some kind of partitions to protect the seeds. V'lo chashiv l'mechitza l'tzarifes hamuvos, but it wasn't a mechitza to connect them for eruv purposes. They did it for protection purposes from the thieves or from animals, but they didn't do it from a halachic purpose. It's not considered chashiv. Lasos ha'ir achas, to make it one city. Afal pi, she mechitza shel kayam ha'isa, even though they're very strong mechitzas. So what do you see? Putting up a mechitza for other reasons is not a mechitza. They put it up for other reasons. Okay? So, what do you see? Putting up a mechitza for other reasons is not a mechitza. So, Rava, you took away the posts? Why? Not a mechitza. Let's put it for other reasons. It's like it was put up for protection, not to be a mechitza, but the squirrels shouldn't come. So too over here. Same thing, you put up the tree with a shade, it's for protection, not a mechitza. Therefore, it's not considered a base dira, and therefore you should put those posts back. So Kari Alayu Reish Galusa, so Rava said, you know what, you're right. Chachamim Hema Lahara Lehetev Lo Yadu. They didn't know. They didn't know. They didn't realize that it was a mistake. Okay.
This is sort of a raya that the whole thing is for
pepper. In the chanami, in the it could be a raya.
Because the other mechitza is for pits.
Right.
Nobody's going to know that it's for
eruv. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Next. Now the Mishnah said Amar Viloi. Rabbi Eloi said, Shamati, I heard, from Rabbi Eliezer, that We've been saying all along that a karfeif can't be more than two beisa, and if it's more than two beisa, it has to be hukaf ladira, right? But if not, that's the shear, two beisa. But Rabbi Eliezer, I heard from Rabbi Eliezer that's not true. I heard from Rabbi Eliezer that afilu beis kor, even a beis kor. How big is a beis kor? Beis kor is 30 beisa. We said the maximum is two. He said the maximum is 30. Now, Masnisin de lo kechananya. Now, by the way, that's his opinion. He's a Tana. He can say whatever he wants. But Masnisin de lo kechananya. This can't be Chananya. Why? De Tanya, Chananya Omer, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, afil yarboinsa, even if it's 40 sa, ke astiratya shel melech, like the garden of the king or something. And in the Mishnah, he said a kor, which is 30 sa. So Chananya said he said 40, and the Mishnah said he said 30. So which one is it? It can't be Chananya. Chananya said Rabbi Eliezer said 40, but in our Mishnah he said 30. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, Ushneya mikwa echadarshu. They both get it out of the same pasuk. What pasuk is this? Shneimar is a pasuk in Malachim. It says, now the pasuk has a kri and a ksiv. The kri, though we read it, it says chatzer. But it's the way it's written, it says the word ear. Funny kri and ksiv. Vayhi Yishayahu lo yatsa el chatzer atichona. He didn't go out of the chatzer. Pasuk there in Yishayah, in Malachim about Yishayah. Ksiv ha'ir, it's written the word ear. V'karin on chatzer, but we read it chatzer. So what do you see from here? Mikan, from here you see, la'astaratia shel melech, that this palace, this area of the king, shayu ba'akayaros beinos. It's like the size of a city already. It's like the size of a city. It's called the chatzer, but it's written here, which means the chatzer is like the ear. It's a big chatzer. So what are they arguing about? Is it 30 or 40? Mar Savar, Rabbi Loi holds, Ayaros Bain is having base core. Yeah, he holds that a small, medium-sized city is 30 base core. Umar Savar, Chananya held, Mem Sahavin, it's 40 sa. That's why there's a dispute whether it's 30 or 40. Now, as an aside, the Gemara says, V'yishayahu, my boy Hassan, what was Yishayah doing in the king's chatzar? What are they doing there? Why is Yishayah hanging out by the king's chatzar? So the answer is, Amar Rabba Barbar Chana, Amar Biochanan, Malamid, Shechala Chizkiyah, Chizkiyah got sick. V'halach Yeshaya v'hoshiv yeshiva al pischo. And he went over there and opened the yeshiva right in the chatzar. So very close to the chola. Deyshev refuah shalema. Mikan, from here you see. Otam ha-chacham shechala. When Otam ha-chacham, did you ever see that before in the history of the world? That they put a yeshiva by the guy's sick bed? Never heard such a thing. No one does that. Why not? Because it is Gemara. Mikan, Otam ha-chacham, when you have Otam ha-chacham shechala, who got sick? Shemoshiv in yeshiva al pischo. That he put a yeshiva on his entrance, by his door, right outside his door, so that he should be very close to him, he should get better. Falav milsi, that's not right. Nobody does that, and we don't do that. You know why? Dilma, not because Hashem can't hear you when you're far away also. That why? You have to be close, otherwise Hashem doesn't hear you. That's not the reason. Dilma, asi la'adgure beis satan. Because then the satan's there, and bothering the chola, so why should I bother the chola? About these guys. These guys are not really learning over here, they're sitting around doing, I'll bother them. So you know what? Don't do that. Go stay in your yeshiva and daven and learn over there. You don't have to come daven to the chol's yard and do it there. Don't do it there. Go where you are. You don't want to make the sutton wait. Sutton, oh, look at those boys outside. Don't do that. Stay where you are. Okay. Now, the next case was five people live in the chatzar, and one of them forgot to make an eruv. So since one forgot to make an eruv, nobody can carry in the chutzah. Nobody can carry in the chutzah, because the chutzah is not considered one rishus. It's considered everybody's rishus, because this guy didn't make an eruv. So what do you do? So the Mishnah said, he's mevatel his rishus. He's mevatel his rishus, so now there's only four people there. Four people there, you can make an eruv. Right? You have five people living in one chutzah. Five doorways living in one chutzah. You want to carry in the chutzah. One guy, how do you do that? You make an eruv with all five people. How do you do that? You collect bread from them. So you make an eruv. This one guy forgot. He forgot to participate. You can't carry now. You have to have everybody. He messed up the whole eruv. So what do? He'll be mevatel his rishus. You know what? I'm mevatel. I'm making my rishus. To the whole world. Now he doesn't live. Now he still can stay in the house. Not throwing him out. But it's as if he doesn't live. He doesn't have any ownership now. What? Now there is no Erev. Now you're going to make the Erev good. By him getting out of there, you make the Erev good. Now you only have four people live in the Erev, and they all four participated. So you made a good Erev. Okay? But the Mishnah said that, V'chein shamati haimenu, I heard from Rabbi Eliezer, Anshei chatzer, Sheshachach echad v'lo Erev, five people, I'm making it five, because the Gemara in a minute is going to say five, that made an Erev, v'lo Erev, echad lo, one guy didn't make an Erev, right? And now, it's an Eruvei Chatzeros, which we probably never make today. Most of us don't do that, but they used to do it. So, Eruvei Chatzeros, one guy didn't participate. What do? He is Mevatel his Rishos. And the other four can go into his house and take things out of his house and bring them to the Chatzer. He can't do that, because it's not his house. He's Mevatel it. But the other ones can. He's mevatel it to the world. Well, we'll actually see on the base who's mevatel.
Why can't you stop out of the house if the Erev is good for the other people to be good for him too?
So here, the mission said. They are allowed to carry. It's an Erev. An Erev lets you carry. He can't carry. He doesn't have an Erev. Exactly. He can't. He can't carry.
He's the only one.
He's the only one. The other four can.
Somebody comes from outside here.
Yeah.
In the
chutzner, he's allowed to. The question is from the house to the chutzner. He's not allowed to.
An outsider.
I don't think so. I don't think so. It's a good question. I don't think so.
You have a guest for Shabbos. They can't go in.
Maybe he's a guest. He's bottled to you. I'm not going to learn that. So I'm not sure. Now, we just started this, Gemara. There's a whole Amud now on this issue. Now, okay, so again, Shemate Habenu, Anche Chatzer, Sheshachach Echad, Velo Irev, Beso, Osir. What's Osir? What Osir? Osir what? It's Osir for this guy to carry from his house into the Chatzer. But the Mishnah continued. But the Bnei Chatzer, they can go into his house and take out the Chalot into the Chatzer. He can't do it, they could do it. However, V'hotnan, but we're going to learn later in the Masechta, Beso, Osir, Lahotzi Ulahachnis, Lo, Vilahen. That his house, nobody could carry out of his house. Nobody. It's a stira. Our Mishnah said everybody else, yes. Amar Vuna, Braid of Yeshua, Amar Sheshis, Lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Ha, Rabbi Eliezer. Ha, Rabbanon. Here is Rabbi Eliezer who said yes. And there is the Rabbanon who said no. It's different, two different people. Kishatim Zalomer, if you think about it, will divi Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said what? Who said that if you're Mavatl, he's our Mishnah, if you're Mavatl, your house, what do you mean Mavatl, by the way? You Mavatl your chutzah or your house? You Mavatl your rights in the chutzah. You're not Mavatl your house. You Mavatl your rights in the chutzah. That leaves only four people left in the chutzah. And they made an Erev already, so it's good for them. But if you think about it, according to Rabbi Eliezer, how are you allowed to go into my house? What gives you the right to go into my house? The Mishnah said that if I'm a Vatel my Chatzar, you can go into my house and bring out the stuff from my house. Who gives you the right to go into my house? Obviously, if you think about it, L'Gishatim Zaloma, if you think about it, L'Divir Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'mavatel Rishus Chatzero, Rishus Beso, Bitel. When you mevatel your rights in the chutzner, you're also mevatel your house. You also do that too.
So now he can carry in his own house.
What? He can carry in his own house, but you can come into my house. Oh, I like that. I always like that. I always like that candelabra you had. I always like that. I'm taking it. You mevatel, right? And l'Rabbanon, and according to the Rabbanon later, who say, no. Nobody can go into the house. Hamavatel Rishus Chatzero, when you Mavatel your Chatzer, Rishus Beisu, Lo Bitel. You don't Mavatel the Rishus of the house. Not for sure not. Just the Chatzer you Mavatel, not your house. Right? So now the Gemara says a funny word. Pshita. Not obvious. What else are they arguing about? What else could be the argument? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to be mevatel yechatzer. If you mevatel yechatzer, you prevent the other four people from carrying in the chatzer. That's a lousy Shabbos. No one wants to do that. So do me a favor, Reuven, do me a favor, be mevatel your chatzer. It's no problem, I'll do it for you guys. No problem. They can go into his house, take things out of his house? Says Rabbi Eliezer, yes. Why? Because when you mevatel the chatzer, you're out to the house too. And according to the Rabbanim, later on, they say, no. You mevatel the chatzer, not the house. Why? Because they hold that when you mevatel the chatzer, you're not mevatel the house also. So pshita, what else could they be arguing about? So the Gemara says, Amar Rechava, Anav Rav Huna, Bar Chinina, Tergmina, Lo Nitzrucha, El Chamisha Shishir B'chatzer Echad. Five people live in the chatzer. V'shachach Echad Mehem V'lo Erev. And one of them forgot to make it, one of them forgot to participate in the Erev. Okay? L'divrei Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, kishehu mevatel reshuso, when he's mevatel his reshus, ein tzarech levatel l'chol echad v'echad. You don't have to be mevatel to everyone, all five of them. You don't have to do that. You keep mevatel to one of them. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer must hold that when you're mevatel your chatzar, you do it in the most broadest way possible. Meaning, I'm mevatel my house, I don't have to say it to everybody, I can say it just to you, it's enough, it's good enough. It's very, very broad. Therefore, when you mevatel your chatzar, the house is included, and because of that, you don't have to mevatel to everybody. One guy is enough. L'Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, kishu mevatel reshuso, when you mevatel your reshus, tzarech levatel l'chol echad v'echad. You have to do it to each and every one of them. You got to go to Shimon, I'm mevatel my reshus. Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, you got to go to everybody. And obviously, along with that halacha, is the halacha. You're not mevatel your house. Because when you mevatel your chatzar, you mevatel it in a very stingy way. Okay? And that's what they're really, arguing about. When you're mevatel your chatzar, do you do it in a stingy way or in a generous way? That's what they're arguing about. So let's see Rashi. Rashi, it's a long Rashi, but it's a great Rashi. The Rashi of, it's like five or six lines, and the lines get skinny, where it says, Hachi Garcinan, Lo Vitzrucha El Chamisha Shirin Bechatzar. Dashmina Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is the one who said, it's a machlokes. How do you reconcile the two missions that contradict? It's a machlokes. So it says Rashi, Dashmina Rav Sheshes, Losum Lev Lahavin Tam. What's Rav Sheshes, according to Rav Sheshes, that said, it's a different, so two different people, one's Rabbi Eliezer, one's Rabbanan, what's the reason for why they're saying this? Says Rashi, let's think about it. Ta machlukosam, what's the reason for the machlokas? V'lubot ha'men adav racher. Then we can learn more halachas out of this difference. What's the reason? Why are they arguing about this? The Rabbi Eliezer, mevatel, ba'ayin yafa mevatel. According to Rabbi Eliezer, when you mevatel, you do ba'ayin yafa, in a generous way. V'lo amrina dechatzer, degoli, goli, bias, delo goli, lo goli. The chatzer, I said, that's it, but the house is not included. No, we don't say that. V'nelif minei, and we can learn from here, Tehechi debatel lechad minayhu, when you mevatel to one of them, mevatel lekulu. You mevatel to all the other four too. V'lo amrinan leman degoli goli, man delo goli lo goli. We don't say that. Well, the ones who you mevatel to, you mevatel to him, not to him. We don't say that. It's a very generous batala. L'Rabbanan, t'tzarech levatel lechol echad v'yechad, but the Rabbanan hold, you have to mevatel to each and every one. No, no way. What kind of thing is that? I'm a generous, giving up my house? That's ridiculous. Kihechi de lagabi bias, sviru lahu, demai de lo perish, lo batal. If I didn't tell you I'm mevatel my house, I'm mevatel my house? Of course not. I have to tell you, I'm mevatel my house. The chatz I'm mevatel. I didn't say anything about my house. Why am I mevatel my house? Why are you reading into my words? Why? Hachanami, leman de lo perish, lo bittel. If I didn't say it to Shimon, I only said it to Levi, then it's only for Levi, not for Shimon. Lo batal, v'chulu asur, it's still asur. Because it's not, I wasn't mevatel to everybody. Even though, Rashi points out, listen to this Rashi, Afagaf, to hide the batale eruv, im chaveiro, ki eruv me esmol adaiti dahu chaluka, lo eruv, dahi shaita, lav didehu. Now, when, another thing now, says Rashi, when you're mevatel, you're reshus. Yeah, there's five people in the chatzar. Reuven was out of town. They forgot about him. They forgot about him. Now, when's he making the batala? When's he mevatel it? When? So when we made the Erev, the four of us, did we know that he's going to be mevatel his portion? We had no idea. So we didn't own that portion. So how did it include that portion? The answer is, it didn't. So he has to be mevatel it before I make the Erev. Otherwise, how do I have the right to be mevatel his rishos? Who gave me that right? I don't own his rishos. Rashi says, "Dikavasei a similar halacha." Listen to this halacha. The Tanya we're going to learn later on, Bahador, later on in the Masechta, Echad min Ashuk Shemes, a guy from the Shuk died, and it happens to be that he lived in my chutz of his guy, and it also happens to be that in his will he gave his property to me. He willed it to me, so now when he died, I own his property. Now, before Shabbos started, I didn't include him in the Erev. So I didn't have an Erev. Because I didn't include him, because he was in the Shuk. Then he died. And look at this. I become the owner of the property now. Now I have an Erev. So I made an Erev with Shimon. But Levi was still there. I didn't make an Erev with Levi. So does the Erev good? No, it's not good. It's only me and Shimon, not Levi. Then Levi died. And I'm the Arshin. He Arshined it to me. Didn't have any family, Levi. He gave it to me. So now when Levi died, I own it. So now does the Erev become good from retroactively? Says Rashi, no, because when Shabbos began, you didn't know that he's going to die. So how do you have that? You don't have a chelik in that property. Yes, after he died, now you have a chelik in the property. But now it's too late. Shabbos started. When you made the Eruv, you didn't know he was you were in the will. You didn't know he was going to die. You didn't know any of those things. Says Rashi, Echmer Shuk Shemeitz v'hayalo bayis b'chatzer. He had a house in the chutzar. And he left it, the house, to one of the bnei chutzar. If he died on Friday, the hainu kodem she'irvu, before you made the eruv, then the chi'irva died that he chilkanami eruv. That property was included. Because he died already. Eino oser, it's not oser. Mishachashecha, but if he died after Shabbos began, hareza oser, it's still oser. Why? Because when Shabbos began, you didn't own it. So how could you include an Erev, a property you don't own? Same thing over here with the Bittel. How could you include property? He wasn't Mevatel yet. So he has to be Mevatel it beforehand. And there's a machlokas if he's Mevatel it in a generous way or in a stingy way. Okay, now I spent so much time on that. Now the Gemara really just says the same thing four times. Okay? Kiman Azla Hadatanya. Who says the following? Chamisha shiur b'chatzar echad. Five people live in a chatzar. V'shachach echad mehem v'lo irev. And one of them forgot that didn't make an eruv. Kishu mevatel reshuso. When he's mevatel reshus, ain't tzarich mevatel reshus l'chol echad v'echad. You don't have to do it to each and every one. Kiman, who said that? Rabbi Eliezer, who said that when you mevatel in a generous way, you don't have to do it to each and every one. Rav Kahana masni hachi. He learns it like that. Rav Tivyume masni hachi. Kiman azla. Who said the following? Hadatanya, hey, shishurim b'chatzar echad. Five people live in one chatzar. B'shachach echad mehem. One of them forgot. V'lo irev. He didn't make an erev. Kishum avatel reshuzo. Ein azar levatel reshuzo chol echad v'echad. You don't have to do it to each and every one. Kiman, who said that? Amar Rav Nachuna bar Yehuda. Amar Rav Sheshes. Kiman, Rabbi Eliezer. Who said it's generous? The batal is generous. Ki amar l'Rav Papa l'Abayel. L'Rav Elazar. According to Rabbi Eliezer, I amar lo mevatlina. If he would have said, you know what? You need my chutzar? My chutzar, yes. My house, I'm not doing it. I'm not giving you my house. So he specifically, even though Rabbi Lezer holds, you always do it by Ayin Yafa. Here, the guy said, no, I'm not doing my house. I'm not giving you my house. Or, Ula Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, Iyam Revet Linda, if he said, yeah, I include my house too, does that work? So time with Rabbi Lezer, what's Rabbi Lezer's reason? Mishum de Kasavar, Havatel Rishos Chatzero, Rishos Beitzo Bitol. When you say your chutzar, it includes the house too. V'hai, the amar, anolom vatinla. And you said, I'm not giving you my house. Oh, Dilma, maybe no. Taimad Rabbi Eliezer, mishum de bias below chutzar, lo adavidi inchi. How do you have a bias without a chutzar? How are you getting out of the house? With a helicopter. You can't get out of the house. Because you don't own the chutzar in front of it. You don't own it. How are you getting out of the house? Nobody does that. Bias below chutzal over the inch of the diary. Nobody lives in a house without a yard in front of it. How are they going to get to the house? How are they going to imagine that? You own the walk up to the house, and I own the house. How are you getting out of the house? You have to ask me. So that's the thing. But nobody would do that otherwise. So how am I giving you the chutzal? I'm not giving you the house. That makes no sense. V'chi amar lo vatilna, and when he says I'm not giving up my chutzal, love kol kamine. No such thing. No such thing to do that. Afakaf the amar diarna love kol kamar. Even though he said that, what he said makes no sense. So what's the alternative? I give up my chutzal and my house, and then you let me live there. That's a different story. Then you give me rishus. You lend it to me for Shabbos. That you could do. But to say I'm living in my house, I'm not living in the chutzal, how am I getting out of my house?
I lent it to you and you're letting me use it.
So you're saying nobody does that. Ul Rabbanon, and according to the Rabbanon, I Omar Mavatil Namai, what about if he said, I am Mavatil my house? Time of the Rabbanon, Mishur Dikasavi Mavatil Rishus Chatzay Rishus Beisel Lo Bitel. No, he does it stingy, the high Omar Mavatil Namai, but he said, I'll do it. O Dilmor, maybe no. Time of the Rabbanon, the reason of the Rabbanon, Mishum Delo of it inchit the Mesalik Nafshe Lagami Baisu Michatzer. Nobody is going to remove himself totally from his area. Am I Bais? Am I Chatzer? Nobody does that. To make himself a guest in his own house. Nobody does that. The high, and this guy, he said he'll do that. So when he said he'll do it, he wasn't saying anything. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't count. It's no such thing. So what's the story? Amale, Bein L'Rabbanon, Bein L'Rabbi Eliezer, Kivan de Gully Daite, Gully. Don't tell me it's not such a thing. The guy made such a thing. Whatever he said, goes. Okay? Whatever he said, goes. And that's the story. V'chein also, Shamati Mimenu, I also heard the following story. Sheyotzin ba'ar klavim b'pesach. That you can be yotze with a certain kind of vegetable on Pesach. You can be mekayim maror with such a vegetable. My ar kabalin. What is that? What is that? What is that vegetable? Amar of Sheshes, Amar of Shlokish, Atzvasa Charuziyasa. Does the article translate that?
Entwined vine.
It's certain kind of vegetables that grow around the date palm. I have no idea what that is. That's what you could use for Marar. Hadjinalach Osepasin, Hadjinalach Osepasin, Hadjinalach Osepasin. Tomorrow we begin the parak about Eruvei Tchum. Everyone have a good day. And a good Shabbos.